Take it to the top. To the top.
Is this recording?
Yeah,
I'm talking to myself. This is Take It to the Top. This is my podcast. It's just a little broadcasting thing that I try to do once every couple of weeks. I know I've taken a little bit of a vacation, but I'm back on track here with the podcast. And the whole idea of this podcast, very simple. It's got a very generic title, The Top. You pick the topic. You pick who you'd like me to get on the air. Well, not on the air, online. And I will take it to the top until I get that person on. I will keep bothering people. I will keep calling, emailing, texting, whatever I can do to get that person on. The topic this week, kind of interesting. I was having a discussion with somebody about what's a great place in upstate New York to hold a conference. The person was a meeting planner from New York City. And as we were talking, that stereotype seemed to come through once again, that upstate is not as, I don't know, should we say the word upscale? Is not upscale enough to hold a conference. It seems to have this hickish attitude from downstaters. And this has been going on for a very long time. I've lived up in the capital region of upstate New York for almost 35 years. And I can remember when I first moved up here, that people thought that. And it continues for some reason. There's a million things to do upstate, especially if you're holding a conference. You know, when people go to conferences, they go to the conference, they go to the meeting, they go to the dinner, and then they want to do things. Well, there are a billion things to do up here, and that would keep you just as busy, I would think, as New York City. Plus, there's less traffic. And that kind of led me to a song parody that I did years ago. And I called it Upstate, Downstate, trying to pick on people who live downstate, just to get a reaction. What's interesting about this parody, I kind of put it on YouTube years ago and forgot about it. And I just checked it, and it's gotten over 10,000 views. It's the biggest response I think I've ever gotten from a song, and I never even knew that I got the response that I did. So I'm going to repeat that first. The topic of the song, again, what's better, living upstate or living downstate? And then after that, we're taking it to the top. We're going to find the person in the area who really, really can give you the reasons why you should hold a conference in upstate New York and in one town in particular. But first, here's the song, Upstate, Downstate.
Would you rather live upstate
New York?
Or would you rather live downstate
New York?
First things first, here's the frustration. Where is the line of demarcation? It just seems it makes sense to me that if you're traveling north of the Tappan Zee, you live upstate
New York,
and all the rest is downstate. Now, upstate is a saner place where you actually have some personal space. Much less pollution without fail. New York City's real nice
unless you like to inhale.
I love upstate.
What?
I don't want to live downstate. State, there's no disputing on the LIE. That's a nasty commute. Sitting for hours in the same damn spot. Welcome to the world's longest parking lot. Upstate.
Who wants to live downstate
New York?
Not me.
They have apartments in the city of the smallest kind. You have to go outside to change your mind. If you want to own a home and live in style, you have to sacrifice your firstborn child. Downstate.
I'd rather live
upstate.
Come on.
The lakes, the parks, the colors in the fall. Closer to Boston and Montreal. While you're stuck in the city, you'll be damn sure wishing you were biking, hiking, boating and fishing. Old Forge, Lake George, Niagara Falls, and the Cooperstown Hall of Fame.
You should be ashamed if you live downstate.
You better move upstate
before it's too late.
All right, now time to get some answers. Where is the best place upstate, or at least in the capital region, to hold a conference? I'm not going to say it's the best place because I don't want to get the other places angry, because I do conferences and meetings and parties all over the capital region. And by the way, you can find out more about that if you go to my website, which is hireRichie.com.
HireRichie.com.
That's HireRichie.com. I can provide dance music. I can provide a little stand-up routine with my keyboard. I can write you personalized songs, songs about your organization, songs about somebody that you want to pay tribute to, whatever. Just go to my website for information. But anyway, this particular gentleman is the president of an organization in the town of Saratoga. I actually got the name of the organization wrong. I called it the Saratoga Visitors and Convention Bureau. I got schooled at the very, very beginning of this interview because that was wrong. But we're going to talk with Daryl Legere, and he's going to give you top reasons why you should have a conference in this beautiful town.
Well, as you know, the name of this podcast is Take It to the Top, and I'm going to the top. I've gone to the top of the Saratoga Visitors and Convention Bureau. That's not really the name of it. They just changed to Discover Saratoga. What's the actual name? Well, first let me introduce you. We have Daryl Legere, who's the president of Discover Saratoga.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
That's
yes.
good. I should really read my notes a little more.
Yeah, we rebranded not too long ago.
Oh.
So, we answer to anything close.
Yeah, the reason I'm up here, I had a friend of mine who is a meeting planner. And she lives on Long Island and was trying to come up with ideas of bringing their meeting up to upstate New York. And I'm trying to sell them on Saratoga.
We appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, I'm not asking for commission. But what was interesting is the image that downstaters have of us up here, that, you know, after the big event, after the track is over with, everything falls off and there's really nothing to do in Saratoga or nothing to do upstate. And I said, I think you're totally wrong. So this is why I'm taking it to the top. I'm taking it right to Daryl to explain the top reasons why you would come to Saratoga for a meeting, a conference, a wedding, what have you.
Well, you mentioned the track, and yes, the track is an amazing venue that we have here in Saratoga. Naira's done a great job with that track. It's the oldest continuously running racetrack in the United States, one of the top sporting venues in the world by Sports Illustrated magazine. But Saratoga is much more than that. There's mm-hmm. There's so much to see and do, and it's not just a summer destination. We are a four-season destination where there's so much to see and do right in downtown Saratoga. So, you know, you mentioned somebody from Long Island. If they're coming up, I mean, it's just so easy to get here for starters. Location, location, location. We're just off of Interstate 87, and it's an ideal destination located right between the Capital Region and the Adirondacks. And some of the major metropolitan areas like New York City, Boston to the east of us, Montreal to the north, even going far west as Buffalo. It's basically one road to get here. It's so easy to get here. You know, it's 3 hours basically in each one of those destinations that I mentioned, and it's one road. So, and they're open year round, and in the wintertime they even plow them. So it's not a problem to get here, that's for sure. And then we have an international airport in Albany that is 30 miles away, so right. It's very easy to get here. And we also, you mentioned Long Island. Trains out of New York City come right up the Hudson River, and it's such a scenic, beautiful, relaxing experience. People get work done on the way. You can stop at the Albany Rensselaer Station, where there's a lot of different trains and down in that area, or you can come up to Saratoga too, and it goes right on up to Montreal. So there's a lot of ways to get here, even though it's upstate New York and people think we're not accessible. It's very easy to get here and mm-hmm. do business.
Yeah. Taking an example of a person that's planning a destination wedding, conference planners usually know the route. They know the route. They'll come to you and get information, and they know the direction to take, whether they're planning something. But let's take a couple that wants to come up here and plan a destination wedding. What would be the first step they would take? I'm sure they don't want to go door to door to every different venue.
Yes.
If they can come to you.
Yes. Yes. We are the central hub for all things for special events, all things meeting planning, anything, all things Saratoga, anything that they need to know about this destination. That is what we do. Kayla mm-hmm. Handles our wedding market here. She does a great job of, establishing a rapport with the couples and really trying to understand and customize what their needs are and customize what they want to get out of it. And you know, we have anything from, you know, beautiful hotel ballrooms to Victorian buildings to rustic barns. That seems to
yeah.
be a hot topic these days. We have it all. And instead of trying to find that on the internet, just coming to us and letting us help you, we have over 500 partners, 500 members that we can we can direct them to based on what their needs are.
So they could actually get a quote right from your website as well, so if they can't physically get here?
Well, in terms of a dollar quote, we would be able to create a site tour itinerary to get them out and about and experience our vendors firsthand. So, you know, understanding what their needs are and then kind of identifying a few key members of ours that we feel would be a good fit. Then we'd schedule those tours, schedule those meetings, and then eventually kind of let them go off and spend time with each of those vendors to get their own individual price quotes.
Didn't one year you have it was like a tour of like five or six different wedding venues. They took you all around the city and you spent like a half hour in one and a half hour in the next one.
Yeah, we try to do that.
That was great.
You know, it's great for us to try and describe it, but it's even better if we can get you there firsthand and experience it for yourself.
Uh-huh.
Just butting in here to remind you what you're listening to. You're listening to Take It to the Top. Richie Phillips here talking with the president of Discover Saratoga. Let's get back to the interview. And again, we're doing this to help you if you're planning something like a meeting or a conference or an anniversary or retirement party. It could be a party small or huge. This is the place to do it. Thought we'd take it to the top and go to the top place in the area. So here we go. Back with Daryl.
Driving here, and again, for you listening to this 6 months from now, this is the beginning of September. It's right after the track season. I was up here a couple of weeks ago and you couldn't get through the city. I mean, it's very, very busy, of course. So would you say this would be a great time to get deals as far as hotels or?
Well, there is always availability in town. You know, a lot of mm-hmm. people think that August is sold out, especially during the racing season. It takes a lot of work for us to manage high occupancies during that time. So, yeah, the weekends are busy, but there's still midweek opportunities. If you're flexible, there's still deals to be had mm-hmm. in the summertime during the racing meet. And then after racing, after Labor Day, we kind of flip the switch and go right into our convention season. So a lot of our hotels are really busy with big meetings and events. Annual meetings, associations, things like that. So it's a busy, busy time. And then it slows down a little bit, like November through March, mm-hmm. Just because of the holidays and things like that. But there's still some great deals to be had during that time. And I would encourage people to investigate that time frame if they're looking for deals, because there is a lot of flexibility during that.
How about entertainment? That's a hard thing. You know, if somebody's coming from out of the area, they're booking a wedding, but they really don't know anything about the bands up here mm-hmm. or a hint, or the people who are available.
Richie. Next question.
So you go to hirerichie.com. Is that what you're saying? HireRichie.com.
You are a card-carrying member. We appreciate that.
Just because I had a big business card and I'm holding in my hand, that doesn't mean I'm... No, but do you help let's say they want a big band or a...
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's part of it. You know, defining the venue is kind of one of the first things they do. And then they start backing into the other things in terms of caterers and wedding dresses, tuxedos and entertainment, limos, mm-hmm. all of that, though, we have as members. And we are ready and willing to share that information. And like I said, each couple kind of gets a good vibe from somebody, or they have a vision of what they want. If it's a DJ or if it's a band, we put those members in front of them and let them decide. And it's good to have choices.
Mm-hmm. Now, I see you have paperwork here. I don't want to ruin your shtick, because we were going to do the top reasons to come to Saratoga. I thought you were going to bang them out like the Letterman show.
I'm just prepared for anything you're going to ask me. That's
okay.
For sure.
All right. So what else would you like to discuss?
I see
all these papers here.
Well, I wanted to talk about downtown Saratoga too, because I think that's one of the charms that we have, one of many. And you know, from a convention standpoint, from a meetings perspective, just having some place where they can come, have their attendees congregate. It's easy to get to, but once they're here, we have world-class meeting venues right in the downtown area mm-hmm. and throughout. But if they're throughout, if they're in the state park or if they're on Route 9 going towards the interstate, it's easy to get to downtown. And it's an award-winning downtown and that's just off of Interstate 87. And it's someplace that needs to be experienced because it's safe. It's mm-hmm. walkable. Once people get here, they can just enjoy all of the attributes of downtown, whether it be the restaurants. There's a huge restaurant scene in Saratoga, over 100 restaurants within walking distance. There's retail, branded retail, mom and pop retails. It's bookstores, cafes, and you know it's a lively town. At night, it turns into there's a lot of restaurants that turn into bars at night and have mm-hmm. entertainment. So there's a great vibe. It's a college town, so there's just a lot of good energy, and for folks to experience it, they don't need to go anywhere else. It's all right here.
It's true. You ever have conference groups that come to a city and they're always complaining there's nothing to do?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And this is not the case here.
Yeah, we like it when they walk out and outside of the venues. There's nothing more gratifying than to see packs of people walking downtown with lanyards and name tags
right.
on, because we know they're coming out of a general session, but maybe when they're on their own for lunch, right?
That's right.
And they're trying to find a quick restaurant. That's good stuff. And, you know, I talked about some of the venues, too. We have a lot of different branded hotels. We
right.
have bed and breakfasts. We have resorts. So there's really something for everyone to experience. And we see that generally there's really decent attendance when folks hold their meetings in Saratoga because of the geographical convenience,
mm-hmm.
but also that it's just fun, it's safe, and it's walkable.
Now, do you have cruises, as many cruises as you think of Lake George for the cruises, like the Minnehaha and that type of thing, but you can book cruises in Saratoga as well, right? Or
yes, it's called the Adirondack Cruise and Charter Company. What an asset to have on Saratoga Lake, and it's only a few miles down the road, and they do groups as well, so got to make sure to look them up, too.
So you can do private cruises?
Absolutely.
Public and private
yes,
cruises?
Yes, absolutely.
Everything is here.
Yeah, I experienced it, and it was a sunset cruise,
mm.
and the water was like glass, and it was just, an hour and a half cruise, and it was just wonderful. Just had a great time.
So I have a business opportunity I was thinking about for Saratoga, because I hosted a thing at the Saratoga Library, and it was very interesting. They asked me if I wanted to be involved in talking about the lake houses in Saratoga that were here in the 30s and 40s, these speakeasy-type places where they had top entertainment. They had Sinatra and, everybody. Sammy Davis Jr., all the great stars. I was thinking, if you could recreate one of those places, because they're all gone. They all had fires and were burnt down to the ground. Why don't they rebuild something like that? You know, like when you go to England and you want to see Liverpool and you want to see where the Beatles performed,
sure,
that's
sure.
a recreation.
Sure.
The Cavern Club is no longer.
Sure.
Why couldn't they do that here? See, I want to invest in this.
Well, I think that would fit right in. You know,
You
know, Saratoga has music, live music, just about 365 days a
right.
year. So, you know, it's definitely there's a music scene going on here already. So something like that could fill a new genre. That'd be great. Let me know how you make out.
I thought I could find a business partner here, but that didn't work out. Any last minute plugs you want to put in for this beautiful city?
I just think that, we have the best Convention Bureau team around,
yes.
and, we're here to help. We have a lot of complimentary services and to help with hosting meaningful meetings in our town, you know, anywhere from streamlined proposal processes to personalized area site tours, custom landing pages for your events. We are eager to meet you and help in any way that we can. Even the day of, we have a lot of day of event support and volunteers that we can help with as well. So please let us know. And I think the other thing, too, is I want people to know is that we're easy to do business with.
Mm-hmm.
We are all great partners in this town. And, you know, we all work to bring business into the town and then try to figure out where it's going to go. And we all work well together, especially with citywide events when they're overflowing into bigger, you know, not just one hotel, but into several and needing different space for meetings and offsite events. We really come together as a destination and make it feel, well, it is. It is very easy to do business in Saratoga, and we want people to know that more than ever.
And one thing I stumbled on your website that I thought would be interesting for other people to look at, you have like a newsletter that would summarize all the events that are coming here. Right. You could sign up for a newsletter.
Sure. Yeah. And you can do that right on our website at discoversaratoga.org. So please look us up there. We have destination guides that we can send out to you. It's also online, so that showcase all the big events. Mm-hmm. And we're always pushing out new content when our members have something exciting to talk about. So look out for that as well. There's always something going on. That's what I love about this town.
It's fantastic. Daryl Legere, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Hey, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Well, I hope you enjoyed this little bit of infotainment. If you want more information, you can go to discoversaratoga.org. I will put a link to their website from the bottom of my episode here on the what they call the show notes. And for the last bit of blatant self-promotion, if you're looking for something to do on November the 2nd, that's November the 2nd, 2018, at the Eden Cafe, which is a little cafe at 269 Osborne Road in Albany, New York. Actually, it comes up Albany on your GPS, but it's really in the town of Loudonville. I will be doing a piano bar and dedicated to song parodies this time. All parodies at the piano. Some of the ones I've written, some of the ones others have written. You can come in and grab a microphone and sing something that you know. We're going to have a good old time. There's food. There's drink available. It is running from 7:30 till 9:30, just to, 2 hours at the piano, set up like a piano bar. You can go to eventbrite.com to order tickets. Eventbrite, B-R-I-T-E, .com. Order the tickets there. And just type in Richie Phillips to find the event. I would love to see you there. And that does it for this episode. And by the way, if you have an idea for a future episode, somebody you would love to have me get on here, all you got to do is leave a comment in the comment section of Facebook if you want. Ryman Richie Phillips is my handle on Facebook. Just leave something in the comment section of who you'd like to have on, and I will try as hard as I possibly can to
take it to the top. To the top.